Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahruddin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher. In this new series of the program, The Teacher, we are introducing the most outstanding Sahaba and companions of the Infallibles, starting from Imam Ali alayhi salam. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Shaykh Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaykum.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
So as I said in the new series of the program, The Teacher, we are delving into the details of the lives of some of the most prominent, outstanding Sahabi who had a scholarly role also in the Islamic teachings and Islamic theology, fiqh, hadith, Quran, and they had direct role in establishing and shaping the true Islamic picture all across the history of Islam. For today's discussion, we want to talk about Sa'sa'd ibn Sawhan, one of the most outstanding and prominent companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some details about the early life and the nasab of Sa'sa'd ibn Sawhan.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sa'sa'd ibn Sawhan was one of the, of course, very great and outstanding companions and the followers of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wassalam, who actually fought against the enemies of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam in the battles Jamal, Siffin, and Nahrawan. So Sa'sa'd was a very outstanding figure among the Ashab of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was also a very great orator, and we can say presenter, because he could present lots of lectures, perfect lectures among the people. Once Muawiyah asked him to speak against Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam and curse Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, but he actually made a very, let's say, nice speech, do not cursing Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, rather cursing Muawiyah himself. So that's why he is a very much well-known among the companions of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
That's right.
He was born in Qatif.
Yes.
And of course, later he lived in Kufa. That's why he also called Kufi as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he lived like till the time of Muawiyah's, let's say, caliphate. And yes, but
right.
he is also included among the companions of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam,
right,
as well, because he was alive after Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam as well.
Mm-hmm. And did Sa'sa'd witness visit Prophet Muhammad himself or not, Sayyid Musa?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hello, Steve. When we look at the Sa'sa'd, he was at the time of Imam Ali mostly, what it is said. So we don't have like, it is said that the Sa'sa'd in the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he became the Muslim. Like he accepted the Islam, but he was too young.
Yes.
On the other hand, Sa'sa'd was belonged to the Abdul Qais. This was a tribe, Abdul Qais.
Yes.
According to the historian, they say the tribe of Abdul Qais, they accepted Islam without making any, you know, trouble, or maybe, you know, making any excuse of not accepting the invitation of the Prophet. And that's why about this tribe, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has praised this tribe.
Oh.
And after the demise of the Prophet, they joined Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and even Imam Hussein also has praised the tribe of Abdul Qais, and he said that the people of this tribe are the best people.
Mm-hmm.
So this was about the Sa'sa'd, but Sa'sa'd himself, obviously, he was more prominent after the Prophet, obviously, and since he was from the tribe which was praised by the Prophet, obviously he had a special rank or the status in the eyes of the companions of the Prophet.
As you said, this tribe has produced outstanding scholars, ulama, yes, shu'ara, you know, during the history of Islam, all following Ahlul Bayt. That's right. Okay?
On the other hand, obviously, he saw Imam Ali alayhi salam. He was there. Even there is a story about him, like at the time of the second caliph, when he came to Medina, obviously they were in Qatif.
Yes.
The Qatif at the moment, which we can see. And then later they migrated to Kufa. So from Qatif, Sa'sa went to the Kufa. And obviously at the time of the second caliph, he got some, you know, extra money. And he asked different people where to, you know, basically distribute this among the people, what to do. And Sa'sa, because of his, you know, knowledge, scholarly knowledge, he said to the second caliph, the things that are being said by God in the Quran, why you ask people about them? You know, if you have some charity money, it needs to go to the needy people.
Yes.
Why you're asking people?
This is the Quran direct suggestion to the people.
Direct suggestion of the Quran.
Yes.
On the other hand, we have, you know, when we talk about this Sa'sa, there is an important part of him, which is related to the last time of Imam Ali alayhi salam. When Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam was struck by Ibn Muljim and he came to his house, basically Sa'sa was the person who came for the last time to Imam Ali when he was at the bed.
Yes.
And he asked some questions, which is very famous and very important question.
So you mean Imam Ali is on the deathbed at the last moments of his life and Sa'sa is present over there?
Obviously, he was struck by a sword filled of poison. And when Sa'sa comes, Imam Ali accepts him. And he says to bring Sa'sa to me. And then he asked a couple of questions. For example, he asked, like, can you tell me, are you superior than the Prophet Adam alayhi salam? Or he's more superior? Then Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam answers him beautifully. He says that it is a shame for a person to praise himself. It is not good for you know, a gentleman to praise himself. But since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that in the Quran, Allah has said that you need to talk about the blessings of God. That's why I'm telling you. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ So the ni'mat or the blessings which Allah has given to you, so talk about them. And then he says that أَنَا أَفْضَلُ مِنْ آدَمٍ I'm superior to Adam. And why is it? He gives the reason. He says that the shajara or the tree from which Allah prohibited Adam alayhi salam, that was the tree of wheat. Whereas this was halal for me, but I never went after it because I knew Allah has stopped Adam at that time. I, by willing, with my will, own will, did not went towards this. Whereas Adam was stopped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he went. And then he asked that, oh, Imam Ali, are you superior to the Prophet Nuh? Now, Sa'sa is taking the names of the Ulul Azm Anbiya.
Prophets.
The prophets.
That's right.
The prophets who are known as Ulul Azm.
Yes.
So he talks about the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. And there, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says that the Prophet Nuh, he said in the Quran, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا O Lord, I have preached in this nation, and they refuse to accept my, you know, call. So do not let any one of these disbelievers to live in this world. Whereas after the demise of the Prophet, O Sa'sa, I had the hardest time. I was the authority from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the people, but I had patience. So this patience made me superior than Nuh. And then he says, are you superior to Prophet Ibrahim? He says, yes. And the reason is that Prophet Ibrahim, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I want to see how you make people alive. And Allah said that, oh Ibrahim, don't you believe? He said, no, I want the peace of my heart, for the peace of my heart. So Imam Ali said that, لَوْ كُشِفَ الْغِطَى If every veil is unveiled from my eyes, I'm at the level of Iman, at the top level of Iman, where nothing will be added to my Iman. So this is my level of Iman. And then he talks about Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Sa'sa says, are you superior to the Musa alayhi salam? He says, yes. And he says, what is the reason? Imam Ali says that when Musa alayhi salam, he went out of the Egypt, obviously he has killed one of the people of Rome. And when Allah said to him to go back, he said, oh Allah, I am afraid that they will kill me because I have killed one of
them.
Yes.
And Imam says that when the Surah Tawbah, chapter Tawbah, was revealed over the Prophet, he sent me to the Mecca to recite it, where there was no house of which I have not killed their brother or father or uncle or any relative.
The infidels from the unbelievers.
Every single house had one person killed by me in the battle of Badr or Uhud.
From the kuffar.
From the kuffar.
Yes.
And in that time, I went on the top of Kaaba without any fear, and I announced the chapter Bara'ah. I recited the chapter Bara'ah for them. And then he talks about the Isa alayhi salam. Sa'sa asks Imam Ali alayhi salam, that are you superior to Prophet Isa as well? He said, yes, it is because when the Maryam, the mother of Isa, was in the holy place, Allah sent her to get out of the place because this place is of worshipping.
Yes.
Whereas to my mother, Allah has revealed that go inside the Kaaba. So I was born.
And do the delivery, that's right. Okay. That's all right. Really a beautiful dialogue, which is documented in the history, very much authentic, very much referred to. You very beautifully put this. This shows also the great status of Sa'sa ibn Sawhan. That's
there
right.
There are two things behind it. One is the status of Sa'sa.
Yes.
The other thing is Imam Ali, he was talking about himself, obviously, but he all the superiority that he had, it is because of the Prophet.
Yes.
Because he is the wasi of the Prophet.
That's right.
That's the first thing. The second thing is, Imam Ali wanted to answer those who said to the Prophet that at the last time, Prophet was sick and he was saying something which was insane.
Yes.
So he answered them, when I got, I struck by the sword, which is poison, when at this time, with all my senses, I can answer, how can you blame Prophet to be so?
Very good. A very good answer. A very good question. That's right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Okay, Shaykh Rouhani, give us some other aspects of the life of Sa'sa ibn Sawhan. He was present also in the wars against the Kufar, along with Sholla with Imam Ali alayhi salam, a really faithful companion to Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes, if you look at the life of Sa'sa ibn Sawhan, we see that, first of all, he was a scholarly figure.
Yes.
Because he was a very good orator among the companions of the Ahl al-Bayt, and particularly Imam Ali alayhi salam. As once Imam Ali alayhi salam sent him to talk to the Khawarij, because he was very much
fluent in his speech.
Fluent speaker, That's why when he spoke to the people, he could convince the people. So that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam chosen him to be sent to the Khawarij to convince them, to talk to them. So it shows that
a really hard group to be convinced.
It's a very hard job.
That's right.
To talk to Khawarij.
Yes.
Because you know who Khawarij were.
Yes.
And then the other aspect of his life is that his devotion and love to Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi wasalam was on the highest level possible. Because we see that two of his brothers in some of the battles were martyred.
Well, yes.
And then he took the flag of his qabila or his tribe in those, let's say, battlefield. So it shows that his family, his tribe, all of them
Abdul Ghais, you mean?
Yes, of course. Sir. And that is why we see that Sa'sa ibn Sawhan shows actually the highest level of love and devotion to Imam Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. As even after the shahada and martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, once Muawiyah saw him in Kufa.
Yes.
And, you know, even at that time when Muawiyah was a caliph, formally he was a caliph.
Yes.
But even at that time, Sa'sa ibn Sawhan showed his hatred towards Muawiyah in his speech among the people publicly. So it shows that how much devoted he was to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And also he was a very we can say, a great hero of his tribe.
That's
because
right.
Because he was a tribal leader at that time. And that's why he, as you rightly mentioned, he attended in many battlefields, in many wars against the enemies of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wasalam.
Yes.
And he was always ready to sacrifice himself for Amir al-Mu'mineen.
Yes.
As he was also considered among Shurtat al-Khamis.
Yes.
They were the people who bet, we can say, with Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wasalam, that we are ready to sacrifice ourselves for you. Mm-hmm. He was among those kind of people. And also, he was one of the great narrators.
Yes.
Narrators among the narrators. That, as it was mentioned, the very nice hadith, which was narrated by Sa'sa'd ibn Sawhan. So, of course, he was a scholar, he was a good narrator, he was a hero, we can say, a good fighter, and also the real, let's say, follower, and we can say the devoted kind of companion to Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wassalam. May his soul rest in peace, inshallah.
A very authentic hadith from Imam al-Sadiq, alayhi salam, that no one could recognize the status of Imam Ali alayhi salam except Sa'sa'a and his tribe. This is an authentic one, Imam Ali alayhi salam gives Sa'sa'a the title of Al-Khatib al-Shahsha. It means the outstanding orator or the outstanding lecturer, a presenter, you know. And as you said, truly, he could defend the rights of Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's why he was sent to exile by Muawiyah in the year 70, according to the Hijri calendar. Some believe that he passed away in the city Askar in Bahrain. And nowadays, a mosque and a tomb is over there, maybe attributed to him. Also, a very famous mosque or masjid by the name of Masjid al-Sasa is in Kufa.
Just before, between Masjid al-Sahla
and Masjid al-Kufa. Yes, there is a masjid called Masjid al-Sasa. That's all right. May he rest in peace, Sa'sa'd ibn Sawhan, one of the faithful companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam. Thank you much, Sayyid Mohsen Nawi and Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the life of Sa'sa'd ibn Sawhan. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.